In Germany, she's more famous than David Hasselhoff.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
I don't know. Good Lord, is David Hasselhoff even making it to Germany anymore? Well, I'll tell you what, we have made it to a Friday, and it's getting to be one of the final Fridays of the month of March as we get ready to roll into April. The Wisconsin soybean growers want you to know that April's a special month for them and hoping it will expand your horizons as far as soy foods are concerned. Joining us today is Linda Funk. She's with the Soybean Foods Council, and April has been declared Soy Foods Month. Welcome in, Linda. Talk to me a little bit about why April for Soy Foods Month.
You know, historically, long before I started working on soy foods, they deemed April is Soy Foods Month. So for the last 17 years, that's what I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy to do it because I think every year that you and I speak to this, we see new opportunities to include soy into our diet. Why is this not only a tasty option, but a healthy option, Linda?
You know, it's so, that protein, that soy protein is so incredible. It is low in saturated fat. It has no cholesterol. And soy protein is a complete protein, which means that it has all essential, 8 essential amino acids in it. So it is the equivalent to meat when you're eating it and how your body utilizes it.
It's got some unique traits. We've talked in the past with physicians that have done research on soy and its impact on our health. For women particularly, it's not a bad component to add in.
It is not. You know, it really does help with the menopausal symptoms. But the other thing, Pam, that I think is always important to talk about is young girls and breast cancer. And it really has been shown that if young girls eat just one or two servings of soy per day, it may reduce the risk of breast cancer later in life up to 50%. And that is just so compelling that I think all young girls should be having some edamame or having some soy nuts, some of those kinds of snack things that are just so easy to have young girls eat.
And when we say serving, it's not like it's a tremendously large serving to get the power behind it.
Oh, my goodness, no. It you know, it can be, for soy nuts, it's like a quarter of a cup is a serving. Edamame, it's like two-thirds of a cup. So again, they're small, easy, doable serving sizes that truly, I think it would be a great thing if mothers and dads, too, started saying, hey, let's have some soy nuts or some edamame around.
You know, and the other thing, Linda, and I guess you talk about 17 years of focusing in on soy foods in the month of April, we're seeing more variety at the grocery store. There was a time where you really had to hunt to find things like edamame. They're popping up in many more of the store aisles.
And, you know, it's really in mainstream markets. It's not just in the specialty or natural markets. You'll find edamame. You'll find soy nuts. You'll find tofu. You'll find miso. Miso is another really interesting soy product because it's fermented. And so it has the fermented health qualities that everybody's talking about, fermented food these days. And miso is one of those. So, again, it's just a great flavoring to add to soups and stews and gravies and sauces and even salad dressings. So it's one of those things that would just make a lot of sense to get some and have in your refrigerator to use whenever you're cooking.
And I guess we'd say the culinary side of the plate has discovered the options that soy provides for them in a lot of different ways. If you pay close attention, you'll see it more and more on all kinds of different menus.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I do this little thing when I go to restaurants. I scan the menu to see where the soy foods is at. I take a picture and I put it on my website to say, see where you can find soy. And it's just amazing how many restaurants are using soy, especially edamame and miso and even tofu. You know, a lot of people are looking for plant-based diets, and soy is that perfect option for them.
Right. And like you said, it doesn't have to be center of the plate kind of information or features. A lot of things, soy is incorporated in so many of our foods if you just slow down and pay attention.
Absolutely. If you go up and down the grocery store aisles, you'll find it in a lot of the nutritional bars or bars that are supposed to be meal replacements. You'll find it in cereal. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you really do look at the nutritional ingredients or the ingredient listing, how many products really have soy protein in them.
Linda Funk's along with us from the Soy Foods Council, and we're talking about April being National Soy Foods Month, focusing in on that bean that you might otherwise overlook. Again, Soy Foods Month in April. And Linda, remind us again what website features not only more information about soy in your diet, but also some fantastic recipes.
Absolutely, Pam. And that has all the latest research on it, too. And it's www.thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
Now, granted, some folks may say, well, I'm not going to necessarily feature it as a mainstay on my meal. I'm still into animal-based proteins. But boy, I'll tell you, I think all of us are guilty of snacking. There are a lot of different snacks now, too, where you don't have to necessarily feel quite so guilty enjoying.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of new research out, and it almost sounds silly to say, but a leading research company, the Hartman Group, recently, 2017, has done this study on snacking, and it says that 91% of consumers snack several times throughout the day. And I say, well, if you're going to snack, make it count. Don't eat the empty calorie kinds of things, but have that soy nut, have that edamame, have something that gives you protein in addition to protein makes you feel full longer. So it gives you that satiety value. So if you're snacking mid-afternoon, it'll get you to the dinner hour.
There are so many other, I mean, I think about snacks and the soybean spin on snacks, simple things that the Soy Foods Council features: black soybean salsa or chocolate soy nut spread, hummus. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's honestly, Pam, I take it upon myself to say, what kinds of things would mainstream consumers be interested in eating? And salsa is one of those things that obviously is in every place you go, and lots of jars of salsa in the supermarket. So, you know, taking, even if you took salsa that's in your supermarket and add some edamame to it, wow, the green color gives some pop of color, plus it's that protein that goes with that salsa. So there are so many different kinds of things. You can really say, how can I add soy to it and give you that healthy, heart-healthy soy protein?
And like you said, the other nice thing for our Wisconsin soybean growers that are seeing more and more acres dedicated to soybeans every year is that you've got endorsements from the Food and Drug Administration, the Health and Medicine Division of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, and a lot of physicians finding the real surprise in soy.
You know what? It is a proven protein. That's what I keep saying. You know, it's been around, the FDA health claim has been around since 1999. So it is a proven protein that is heart healthy, and really, it doesn't take much for it to really have a positive effect on your health.
Again, Linda Funk along with us. Linda, remind us again, if we are interested in finding out more about the dietary punch that the soybean gives us, or those interesting recipes for the main portion of our plate or as a snack, what website?
It is www.thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
Excellent. Well, enjoy all month of April. I suppose you'll be busy running around trying to help people sample some of these great options, huh?
You are absolutely right, Pam. It's our month to really have soy protein shine.
All right, good deal. Well, we will try to do our best to help it shine right here. Thank you, Linda. Linda Funk, again,
you,
along
Pam.
With us. The soyfoodscouncil.com is her website for all those soy-based options, whether it's snacking, center of the plate, or just learning more about how the wonderful soybean can help your health. The soyfoodscouncil.com. And that update with Linda Funk, brought to you courtesy of our Wisconsin soybean growers. Remember, if you want to find out what the Wisconsin Soybean Association's got going on, join the association or follow along as far as research is concerned. We suggest two different places. First, badgerbean.com. BadgerBean.com, BadgerBean.com, for a comprehensive look at Wisconsin soybeans. And also don't forget Dr. Sean Conley's research-related information, thecoolbean.info. On a finally Friday for the Wisconsin Soybean Association, I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.